The state-owned Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited signed a preliminary accord with French company Areva in New Delhi Wednesday to provide up to 6 nuclear reactors. The reactors will be located in Jetapur in the western Maharashtra state. The estimated value of the deal has not been disclosed, but the cost of one reactor is expected to be $5 to $8 billion. This is the first agreement to provide nuclear reactors since countries which supply nuclear technology approved a controversial proposal by the United States to drop a 34-year ban on nuclear trade with India. The ban was imposed because India is not a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. An energy advisor to the Confederation of Indian Industry, V. Raghuraman, says Wednesday's deal with the French company marks a starting point for India to gain access to state-of-the-art civilian nuclear technology.
Today, since there has been a technology denial and fuel denial for the last more than three decades, India has developed an in-house program where there have been some capabilities, but surely these are not world-class or also of the capacities which are required for future development, which would mean that we need to really access technology, and we are quite technology neutral here, but we would like to look at assessing technology from all around because the kind of capacities which we need are phenomenal.
India has 17 nuclear reactors, which contribute about 2.5% of the country's electricity. India, which is desperately short of power, wants to scale up the share of nuclear power significantly to meet the needs of its growing economy. Energy advisor Raghuraman says India wants to add 60,000 megawatts of nuclear energy in the next 15 years.
India doesn't have much of energy options. We are short of hydrocarbons, we are short of coal, we are short of everything. Actually, we need an energy mix, so we have to make the ground today to prepare ourselves for the future.
India is expected to spend billions of dollars to build nuclear power plants. In addition to France, India is likely to access the technology from the United States and Russia. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.